10% of the total offers that they were supposed to be reviewing. They didn't consider any alternative beyond 80.4 miles. They took that 80.4 miles as the alternatives to Route 7. What they should have done is they would have encouraged us to be reliable and said, okay, as a CD, we don't want to require it. Let's look at an alternative that served those miles for the weekend. What about 2% of those miles? What about 30% of those miles? What about 100%? And what's the value of the CD as a reasonable recommendation to the agency to talk to them? Your question. And as you turn out by alternative, it would have resulted in more miles being added to this new system. It would have fewer adverse environmental impacts.
Well, this is really the heart of the problem. Because what the Forest Service did is curate a sufficient amount of data to provide a meaningful alternative to health society by 4 years. But they didn't actually create data for 780 remaining acres, even though a user group, the Urban Coalition of which Chris Fallon and Cox Air Space is a member, submitted specific comments stating, we would like you to consider all the 868 miles for inclusion in the traffic management plan and look at the alternatives and follow the entire range of those miles from zero of those miles to all 868 miles. Well, of course, Mr. Plus, and this is on SCR.
I feel like you have an answer to your question. I think you can answer your question. Because it seems like you're not acknowledging for this, for your briefs, the rationale. In terms of all the data, you acknowledge that there's not a private property.
Through the forest.
So what it started to do was, first of all, it focused on the designation of roads and such, and then realized that you could just implement the rule without doing anything more. Only allowing overrides use on the designated roads would not allow adequate recreational opportunities, because a lot of access to dispersed camping sites and, the lakeshore were not accessible on designated roads that had been accessed by a longer road.
And there
are
important issues to address to changes in place and on storage, and that's why beyond the 81 deposits, the community measures on the detail, and as the other limiting principles.
Sure, so what was the 81 of the deposits? There are a couple reasons. The first reason was that, so first of all, let me just say, the Forest Service did look at all the 169 roads when they were on off-rest roads, when it was developing an alternative, the Forest Service developed those alternatives through a robust several-year public process where it took into account the input from motorized user groups. And the reason that it decided not to analyze the addition of in detail, the addition of any more than 8.4 miles of roads, were as explained in rejecting alternative 5, which was the alternative that were adjusting to those roads. The inclusion of digital roads, one, were duplicative, two, were not needed to access important recreational areas, they went nowhere, three, would result in unacceptable environmental impacts to things like wildlife, habitat, watersheds, and soils. So those were the reasons that the agency decided not to evaluate the inclusion of additional roads in detail, in more detail. But what I was going to add is that it's not about the miles of the roads, it's about where the roads are located, what kind of access, motorized access, what occurred on the roads, the timing of the year that the motorized use of the occurring, so the procedural closures as well that were considered. The preferred alternative allowed more access in general to these different kinds of adjustments to the existing transportation system.
What was your response to the opponent's argument?
So the Forest Service talked about that, and agents have years 57 and 58, and you have year 36 and 37. And what the Forest Service decided before and concluded was that it's too speculative to determine whether allowing motorized use on the designated roads only would actually cause OHV users to go to other forums. Because whether or not a particular OHV user would continue using the Tahoe or move, which ended up subjective experience of being overcrowded, and that it was still impossible that all of the same OHV users would continue to use the same roads in the Tahoe. And to keep in mind that all the other forums were implementing these same travel management plans at the same time. So they would be looking at the impacts of designated roads and prohibiting cross-country travel at the same time that the travel was made to environmental impacts would be evaluated by those separate forums, which the OHV users could participate in that was not planned before as well.
To summarize your answer to say that somewhere else as well?
No, I don't think that's my answer. I think they get the answer. No, so the first answer is whether or not a motorized user would continue to use a Tahoe on a designated road or go to a different forest is speculative. And this court has held that NEPA does not require the agency to do the practical in part to show that the court has also said NEPA does not require an agency to evaluate an agency that has on speculative or on subjective psychological impact on people. So that's my first answer. And my second answer is the Forest Service is looking at those environmental impacts, just not as Tahoe. The other forests are looking at those environmental impacts of road use in their forests. I would also like to point out that all of the specific pros the plaintiffs identified in their comments, in particular, the Townsville Trail was brought up today and the Wolfville Valley Trail, those were addressed by the Forest Service. So whereas the public addressed certain roads, brought up certain roads, the Forest Service addressed them, and the Downsville Trail was closed and suspended for years after six because the Forest Service found a steep grade that could not be stabilized and it had been previously decommissioned. The Wolfville Valley Trail was not considered because it was no longer a part of the forest trail system, and it had been previously closed, and the agency found that it needed to be reopened, and that was also discussed in the years that have since. So the forest didn't just simply disregard anything from the public, and in fact, if you look at it, there's 600 pages of forms analyzing all the roads that were considered to be included in detail under the regulatory criteria that would allow the forest to designate those roads. And about 150 of those roads, which is found at Appendix A 450 to 508, none of those 150 roads were actually recommended for inclusion in the alternative analysis for the public. But the Forest Service evaluated those roads in more detail because the forest was looking at all of the road systems, found that those unauthorized roads were an important part of the trail system that people had been using.
So, big picture argument, that the service pulled out 10%, 80%, the 90% was looked at for the purpose of whether the trails were continuing to be used, whether they liked to own recreational area, whether the public had even suggested that they be included as authorized.
Right. And some bit, just so the forest is not to look at some roads because it's looking sort of in the interest of them. The agency also decides to look at roads because the public expressed interest in them and evaluate whether or not they could add that road to the designated system.
Majority of the public?
No, any comment that identified a specific road was looked at by the Forest Service in analyzing some detail. Because the security public that are included, but the comments that are included in the excerpts with everything in it, which is the response to the comments, and every comment that was filed was signed as an identification of where you can track where it was responded to. Sure, and Mr. Flory, I'm sure you're going to talk about that a little bit today, but these kinds of decisions are extremely controversial. The public on both sides cares about more motorized access and also less motorized access because motorized access is less risk. Variety of other uses of the forest, environmental, natural resources uses, and also other recreational uses of the forest, such as hiking or enjoying quiet solitude. And the environmental groups, various environmental groups participated, the Forest Service, and had an extremely intensive process. Before the rule was even announced in 2005, the Forest Service started inventorying the roads that they have, and the 2005 rule was very clear in notifying the public that it was going to, the rule, the results of the rule would be to close off cross-country travel. And so, shortly after the 2005 rule was issued, the forest met with about 20 members of the public, we met with 12 members of the public, but sorry, it was about 20 members of the public to try to figure out what the best way of closing the alternative analysis. Scoping the various alternatives will be. The forest then issued its notice of intent to prepare an environmental impact statement and issued a decision
agency property that is considered formal or as it was before. But what happened was people take their motorized vehicle beyond that one period of time.
This is the final shift in the
case. The fires in 2005, the forest was exploding, and this is the business of this. It's not just the fact that there was a temporary use of the word as being a result of the closure of the streets. This is the case of how much people work within the rights to go where they need to go. But they produce these roads in their plan, and they need to be able to go to every yard and see if there's a way to get to them.
So there was, in the analysis that we have been produced, there was a resolution. When we talk about the compromised roads versus the authorized roads, there was a recognition that the authorized roads played some role with respect to use, transportation, or egress, whatever it is, for those people who even want to use the same authorized roads. So I think that this is the